Hi, good morning. I just got back from a dance class, and I just wanted to talk to you about my dance teacher, because there's something that I realized today. I've always really, really loved her, and I've always spoken so highly of this class, because I've said to people, you know, she makes it really fun, and it's not about, you know, it's choreographed dance, kind of a choreographed dance workout, so there are moves. But it's not about getting the moves right. It's about having fun and just being in our bodies. But today, I saw something that I wanted to say. When I was so excited to come and leave this message for you, because what I saw that is so wonderful about my dance teacher is that when she's there in class with us, she is 100% dancing. Like I've always really appreciated this. So she'll do things like she'll say, like, even if you don't get the footwork right, just, you know, smile big and put your arms up at the air like this for the audience. Like, she's always telling us things to do for the audience. Even though like the people in this class, they're people like me, you know, it's a bunch of, you know, mostly middle-aged women who just really want to get a workout that's fun. And, you know, we're all shapes and sizes, and we're like, by no means like dancers, you know. But the thing about Nancy, my teacher, and I was loving this today because I just was just paying such close attention, that she's like totally as if she's on stage when she's dancing. And I realized like how much joy I was projecting this onto her, but also seeing it myself, because I started noticing how I love to do that too, how much joy it brings me to be in the place of giving it everything I have. You know, like, it would be easy to be like, oh, we're just in this class, whatever. But when I put myself in this place of, I'm dancing, then there are moments when I just spontaneously will just like burst into tears. I mean, not big tears that anyone would notice, but just this like tearing up, because I realize I get to be a dancer. Like, we were doing, one of the things that's really fun is that she once in a while will do music from a chorus line, and we'll all pretend like we have our top hats and canes, and she's so there. It's like as if she's on stage on Broadway in front of, you know, this huge audience. And I was doing that, and I realized I get to be that person, you know, like, I get to be a dancer on Broadway because I'm stepping into that place of really feeling it and expressing it. And I started to think, like, that's what I wanted to share with you today. I started to think, like, what if we did that every place in our life? You know, like, what if when we got dressed in the morning, I love that, just dropped in one of my very favorite quotes from the Advanced Style documentary. I wish I knew who said it, but one of the beautiful women in that documentary said, I dress every day for the theater of my life. Like, that attitude of mind. And that's what I was going to say. What if we got up and we looked in our closet and we dressed like in that 100%, like, this is the moment. This is my life. You know, we dressed to be exactly the person we most want to be. We danced to be the dancer we want to be. You know, when we're cooking and when we're plating the food, that we do it with every bit of zest and enthusiasm and wacky, you know, wacky eccentricity or whatever we want to bring to it, but that we do it each moment of our lives. So I'm so inspired and grateful to Nancy. I've told her many times, there's many other stories about the way that she's actually transformed my life. I mean, the biggest way, in that I never thought that I could be someone who danced. And then today, to actually get to the point where I was there to see myself like as, like, I could actually imagine I was on Broadway. That is such a gift. And she did that gift. I mean, she gave me that gift by living that. And so I imagine, like, what if all of us brought that enthusiasm to everything we're doing? How would that affect the people around us? And of course, how would that change our lives? So, anyways, thanks for sharing the morning with me again. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.